Hello everyone, you're listening to Yixing Slip-Ons. It's your girl Michelle coming at you with another episode. Let me see how long it's been since the last episode. I feel like the last episode was around Valentine's Day, so it's been more than a month. I'm sorry, I think I'm getting a cold, so there's several things that I want to talk about, like Big Fun's new album, Bambi, and Sweet Time, and Chaniel's enlistment. So I guess let's just dive right in. So Big Fun's new album, Bambi, came out on March 30th, which Pacific Standard Time was yesterday, but it came out for us in California on March 29th. So I'll talk about that album. I did watch Bacon's Bambi forecast. I watched the Bambi unboxing from SM Store. I didn't watch the unboxing from Bacon himself on VLive. I still have yet to watch that. The album itself gives off 90s R&B vibes. Very sensual, very grown. And Immensoc's words, very 30 sexy. My favorite songs on the album are Love Scene, Bambi, All I Got, and Cry for Love. But the album itself has 6 songs: Love Scene, Bambi, All I Got, Amusement Park, which was released late last year, and Privacy and Cry for Love. I really loved Bacon's high notes, especially during All I Got. That's probably like my most favorite song from the album, in which I feel like a trend going on. I end up liking the songs that Bacon has found most challenging for him. Like off of the Delight album, it was Bungee. Off of the Bacon album, the Japanese album, it was Whipping, and then off of this album was All I Got, and those happen to be my favorite songs off of each album. The music video itself was very sexy, very dark, and the dancing is so good. Like, I already knew that Bacon was such a good dancer, especially, like, ever since Blooming Days. I've really seen his dancing improve. There wasn't much choreography in UN Village. A lot of like rolling of the hips, but that was pretty much like the highlight of the choreography. And I know he came up, or he worked on the choreography for Candy, which was like really upbeat and very fun. And this is totally different vibes. I feel like it's very grown, very sensual, very sexy, very mature. And it shows off a different side of Bacon. So I think he's really diving into his 30s, like head first, and a completely different side of him. Let's see what else. There's not going to be that many activities as far as Bambi goes, because as Bacon had said in a recent Instagram Live, he does have to enlist soon. He has until May to enlist, which coincides with his 30th birthday. So it's a really sad time for BBHLs and XOLs. But he has left us with so much content. You know, we have, of course, the XO albums, his solo albums, and his Super M albums. And I know something's happening with Super M on April 4th. So I'll have to keep an eye out for that and report on it next time. I don't know what's going to happen between now and the time that he enlists. I mean, of course, he came out with this album, but I'm not sure if as far as, like, group activities, what there's planned. That's going on with that. And he's not the only member to enlist soon. Chaniel enlisted on March 29th. And he just released the Box movie, and he did most of the songs for the Box OST. And he also posted a video on NNG talking about his birthday projects and hinting at new videos every 27th of every month up until his discharge date. So for the next 18 months, he'll be posting a video monthly on the 27th. So we have that to look forward to. And it was really, it felt like out of nowhere, but I think considering what has happened with all these negative rumors and this negativity surrounding Chanyeol and his hiatus, like, it makes the most sense. So I'm really angry towards these fans that have made up these ridiculous rumors and who kind of forced him into isolation. But I really sincerely hope that he finds his peace. While being inside the military, he did say that he was really excited. So, I'm excited for him, and I'm really excited to see the next chapter of his life. And then, lastly, I wanted to cover Sweet Time. Baekhyun happened to be the MC, and for the first hour, it was like games, and then the second hour was like performances. We got to see X Schumann perform Obsession. He also performed a new song, Serenity. So the whole fan meet lasted about 2 hours. I accidentally fell asleep because it did start at 1 a.m. my time, and it went through 3 a.m. my time. So I only got like bits and pieces of it, you know, because I slept like in between, unfortunately, and I did end up paying like $30 to watch it. But I did catch up on everything on Twitter, so I didn't get to watch the Obsession performance live as it happened. But I'm so excited, and you know, he really killed that performance. I feel like Obsession is his era. He did like the whole look and everything, and it just makes me excited. Hopefully one day we'll be able to see X Dio and X Lay perform it soon. And hopefully it'll be an OT9 performance in the future, or at the very least OT8. So I'm really looking forward to that. I also released an unboxing video for SM store items that I had purchased. So that includes Kai merch, the Dio welcome back kit, and Birthstone earrings that I bought, and I have at least 4 more videos that I need to film. I got an order back from SM Global Shop. I still need to review my and inbox my Baekhyun Japanese album, and until like I receive all of them. I haven't received all of them yet, so I'll do that as soon as I receive all my copies, because I did buy a copy of each version, including the Japanese special release copy. And I also need to unbox my Baekhyun Bambi albums as soon as they arrive. And lastly, what was the last one that I was gonna do? Oh yes, I ended up buying some items from the Kai Gucci collaboration, and I was gonna go ahead and do a video on that. So I have that to look forward to. You can find that on YouTube under Michelle Madrigal. And that's pretty much it for this week, you guys. It's a really short episode, but you know, it has been a long time since I recorded, so I wanted to record something before it, these topics became irrelevant because they're so old. But please follow me on YouTube, Michelle Madrigal, Twitter at Yixing Slip-Ons, Instagram at MK Madrigal or at Yixing Slip-Ons, and or on Tumblr at Asian Slip-Ons as well. Please go ahead and like and subscribe, leave a review if you are so compelled to do so, and please recommend this podcast to your friends, your family, your mutuals, and any other people who you think might be interested. Thank you guys so much for listening. I love you guys so much, And I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye.